The Phoenix Suns introduced their fifth head coach in as many seasons yesterday, officially welcoming Monty Williams to the NBA team during a news conference at Talking Stick Resort Arena. KJZZ's Phil Latzman was listening in and joins us now to discuss the future of the, I actually have to read this, Phil, the downtrodden franchise. I've been a Suns fan for 40 years.
I think you know that, Steve, unfortunately.
I have to be a realist. So where do they go from here with their newest coach?
Well, he's 47 years old, and Monty Williams has spent the last quarter century as a player and a coach in the league. You may remember he was a first-round pick a long time ago out of Notre Dame. Most recently, he was an assistant coach with the 76ers. Before that, five seasons in New Orleans as a head coach. He made the playoffs twice, and he says he's grateful for the opportunity to be a head coach again in the league.
It's an NBA job. And I hope I've never lost sight of the fact that I'm in the NBA. As a kid, that's all I wanted, was to be in the league. And I think this is, 25, 26 years for me in the NBA, and I just don't take that for granted.
Grateful for the chance, even with a Suns team that has missed the playoffs for nine straight years and won just 19 out of 82 games last season, Williams says he wants to restore a winning culture to this once proud franchise.
This team, this organization, has won the fifth most games in NBA history. That's a huge thing. And you enter the 52nd year. Maybe we've lost luster, but the tradition is still there. And if you look at the tradition and the good teams that Phoenix had, they embraced those things. We have to build championship habits.
Williams also said he exchanged, quote, tough questions with the Suns' at times meddlesome owner, Robert Sarver, about the direction of the team, and that Sarver took ownership of the franchise's upheaval in recent years.
In my conversations with Mr. Sarver, I saw someone who didn't duck the tough questions. And in this day and age where people throw each other under the bus, make excuses, blame, I didn't see that. I saw a man who really wants to bring success to this city. And I mean that with all of my heart, or I wouldn't have come.
Williams has also gone through some personal struggles. He tragically lost his wife, Ingrid, in a car accident 3 years ago. He talked about how his family got him back into coaching while still grieving her loss.
When I was away from the coaching part of my life, I just was at peace with the fact that I might not be able to do it again just based on my family situation. And my kids, especially my daughters, weren't happy with that. And it really had an impact on me. My oldest daughter kind of read me the riot act one day about getting back into coaching.
And Steve, after finishing with the second worst record in the league, the lottery balls were not kind to the Suns last week. So they'll pick sixth in the draft. Although Williams says there's nowhere to go but up by building around players like DeAndre Ayton, of course, star guard Devin Booker. So there's hope for you.
So one quick question for you then, Phil. So how much of a difference these days does a head coach make in the NBA?
You know, that is a big question. I think one way he can make a big difference, and he was known as a defensive player, if you remember, and the Suns need help defensively. They did not play well defensively. I think they're one of the worst teams in the league, gave up like 114 points per game. So right there would be the first place to start. And of course, getting yourself a point guard, finding that right guy, because that's the position they really need.
So end of next season, you and I will be celebrating a championship. Phil Latzman, thanks so much. Nice to talk to you.
Miracles happen.